Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
The inconceivable mercy, we have actually all reached at this very sacred place. You can see, this is the Bhajan Kutir of Srila Rupa Goswami, and we will hear more about what was Rupa Goswami's activities here in just a minute. You see the beloved deities. She Krishna Balaram, because it's the Nandagram area, and you can see a very, very determined Sevite, our Pujari. You could see
Choti, Rishikesh.
Das. Very good speaking. Here is a das, a very, very good das of this place. Rishikesh Prabhu has taken care to make this a paradise with so many flower-bearing trees, which you will find here, to restore the original charm of this place. And with great determination he has said, when we met him a few days ago, "My body may be cut in many millions of pieces, but I will continue to chant the holy name," just like the Haridas Thakur has done. Yes, there was some uncivilized persons coming here, but Rishikesh Prabhu has very successfully defended Rupa Goswami against these uncivilized persons, and we are very happy to be in your saintly presence and to see your blissful smile. That is a great cause of happiness. So we will now hear from our Guruma, Jagatarini, if I'm correct, something about the glories of this sacred place, and I would request Jagatarini to kindly manifest. I do not see her at this moment. Here, please come and take your seat and explain something about the glories, and then other speakers will come, and today you might be able to see with your own eyes Srimati Radharani. Maybe.
He said this two times already.
Very deep meaning behind it. Hare Krishna. So, continuing our subject matter of trees, we have now come to our very sacred grove that you were informed by our poster telling us what the subject matter would be today. And this is Kadamba Tir, or Tir Kadamba. So these trees, previously, this area was full of Kadamba trees. Very, very tall, beautiful Keli Kadamba trees with very beautiful ball-like fragrant flowers. And then gradually, due to the stagnant rainwater that would cluster here and in this pond, may create ponds in this area during the monsoon season, slowly by slowly these Kadamba trees have all gone. But the Sevak who was serving here prior to this Baba who is serving now, he planted regularly Kadamba trees over here, and some of them have remained, some of them did not survive because of the difficulties, the weather conditions here. And this particular area here, this is all pilu, yeah, Baba? Pilu, yeah. This is a pilu grove. So in our picture that we have back in our base temple, we see there's a Mansarovar, also these pilu trees. And the pilu trees, as you look here, there, everywhere, they writhe around. They twist and writhe in like ecstasy. So pilu is very special in Vrindavan. We also hear of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Sanatan Goswami, he went to Jagannath Puri. He brought with him as a gift to the Bengali Vaishnavas some pilu fruit. And they took them and ate them, but they didn't know that the seeds of the pilu fruit are extremely hot. So they all felt discomfort, and the other Vaishnavas were laughing to see them because they ate the seeds of the pilu tree. So pilu is a very special tree in Vrindavan. It has a very ecstatic mood. So here at this place, this is like a meeting place. It is a central place. Between over here, is in this direction, is Javat. And this direction here goes, if you're walking on a pathway from here to here, you would go to Nandagram, where of course Krishna is living with his mother and father and all of his servants and so on and so forth, and Baladev Prabhu and everyone at Nanda Bhavan. And then Javat is a very mysterious place, because for the to nourish the Madhurya Ras of Radha and Krishna, it is an essential ingredient in Braj that for the purpose of Parakiya Bhav, that Srimati Radharani and all the young gopi girls are all married. Because if they are not married, then the ecstasy between the meeting of Radha and Krishna would not be as intense. We see this when somebody is courting. In this worldly life, we see like a perversion of this, that when a man is married, he takes very much his wife, she's always there, he takes her for granted, and the happiness between the two is not as intense as when one has to take great risks in secret to meet with somebody, especially somebody who would be socially unacceptable to meet with. Then there is a very intense feeling between the man and the woman who are meeting in this way. So in this world we see this in a perverted form. But this same Parakya Rasa is here also in Braj. In fact, this is the essence of this mood. So Srimati Radharani is married. She is married to Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu is none other than Krishna himself. But in this particular form is Abhimanyu, the son of Jatila and the brother of Kutila. Srimati Radharani resides in Javat. and every day by the order of Yasoda Devi. Srimati Radharani walks from Javat through Tirukadamba and on a pathway to Nandagram. So this is also a very special place for the cowherding pastimes, because Krishna comes here in the evening and he climbs up. I remember one time I was speaking about or investigating the nature of the trees in this area, the pastimes and lilas of the trees, and I was speaking with one person and they told me that you cannot see, but the trees are still here. But with your physical eyes, you can't see them. So there are very large kadamba trees here, and Krishna climbs up the tree to the top of the tree and sits very happily and comfortably in the branches of the tree. And from there on his mani mala, he has a mala, we have a japa mala, he has a mala of beads that are jewels. And he moves these malas, and as he's counting all of Nandababa's cows. And he knows all the names of the cows. And he takes out 9 lakhs, 900,000 cows. And he calls all of their names. And he can call all their names simultaneously just with a flute song. And as he's counting on his mother, he's checking all the cows like a huge flood of milk are pouring into this direction, all preparing to make their journey back to Nandagram. And if he perceives, and he can tell, if one cow even from the whole herd is missing, then he calls her name and she comes running with a very, very full udder waiting to come home to Nandagram so that Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men can milk these beautiful white cows of Braj. So every year there is a festival here on Gopastami where the Nandagram brahmanas and the other people, they come here and they worship Krishna and Balaram and the cows in a very festive way. It is a tradition of this place. But when Srimati Radharani, she wakes up in the morning and then she gets dressed and all of her maid servants, all the sakis, all the manjaris, they all help her to get dressed. Just as we decorate and bathe and decorate the deities in the morning, so they bathe and decorate her very lovingly. And they place all kinds of decorations on her face and a beautiful veil. And her veil is covering her face, but it's very translucent, so she can still be quite seen. And very shyly, she leaves the palace where she resides in Javat, and she passes through the streets of the village of Javat. And all the early in the early morning, the brahmanas are reciting their mantras and the ladies are getting up to milk the cows. And so many devotional activities are taking place. And very shyly with her girlfriends, with her head very carefully covered and their heads covered, they walk through all the streets of Javat. And when they get to the edge of Javat, Srimati Radharani says to Lalita Devi, "Let us not go by this road, because this road is very dangerous. Sometimes on this road, something happens, Krishna, he may be there. Let us go, there's another way. We can go round through Kokilvan this way and come to Nandagram the other way. Let's go that way." And Lalita Devi says, "No, don't worry. I will take care of everything. You don't have to be afraid. I will take care." And so off they go. And as soon as they leave the precincts of the village, they flap back their veils and they become just like playful young village girls, laughing, joking, playing in so many ways, teasing each other, saying little puns that only girls can understand. And then they come close to this area. And in the morning, Krishna, he likes to wait around here with some of his intimate cowherd boys and some of the cows. And he waits and waits and he pretends that he's just waiting for something. And the girl's coming and from a distance they see him, so they quickly cover up their faces. But they, of course, they're very happy to see that he's there. And they very, very demurely walk by. And just as Srimati Radharani is coming, just a little bit close, Krishna, sometimes he will take the udder of one of the cows and he will turn it in her direction and he'll squeeze it very hard and a squirt of milk will go out and squirt all down the front of her skirt, and she becomes so angry with him. Of course she's very happy, and in this way she becomes very angry and she looks at him very annoyed, and he will make some joke, and then on she will go towards Nandagram where she will cook Krishna's breakfast. And every morning she comes this path, So this is a very special darshan place. And sometimes in the evening or in the afternoon when she's walking back, she will see that Krishna also casually, somehow or other, happens to be here at Tirukadamba. And so when she comes just a little near, she will have her veil over her head. She will take her necklace and very quickly she breaks it so that all the beads all start falling all over the ground. And then she goes, oh, oh. And then she bends down and she starts picking them all up and looking for them here and there. And Krishna, he sees her. She gives him one sidelong glance and continues to pick up her beads. And in this way, she enjoys very sweet, very, very sweet, playful pastimes here. So Srila Rupa Goswami, he also chose to live here for some time. And as we know, near Pavan Sarovara, on the other side of Nandagram, Pavan Sarovara is one place where Srimati Radharani often cooks for Krishna, on the bank of Pavan Sarovara. So when Sanatan Goswami was also traveling around Braj, he would go from place to place. And none of the Goswamis, in a sense, had a home. Perhaps Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he was worshipping his Radha Ramanji. But Rupa, Sanatan, they would wander here and there and sleep under different trees here and there. And sometimes it is said that the trees themselves would tell the pastime of that particular place to the Goswamis when they were sleeping there. In their meditations, they would understand, oh, this is the place where Krishna performed this leela or that leela and so forth. And then Srila Rupa Goswami would write this into his books. So the writings of Sri Rupa Goswami, because he was taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the tattva, all the principles of rasa. So he is the rasa acharya. He can write and speak so many wonderful instructions in Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, and so many wonderful pastimes are given to us by Sri Rupa Goswami. So Sanatan Goswami would also live nearby, and regularly they would come and meet here together, and they would have so much Krishna Katha. So Rupa Goswami, he would sit here, and he was writing so many different Leela Granthas. And he would sit beneath the trees. There is, over here you will see later, Baba can show us, there are two mandalas, cement circles, with a seat and a small kadamba tree which is growing there. The smaller one is the sitting place where Sri Rupa Goswami would sit when he would write. And the larger one, it represents where Krishna would do his, when he would call the cows with the cowherd boys when they were coming back to Nandagram in the evening. So Srila Rupa Goswami, sometimes he would be writing in this Karunya Ras. Karunya Ras we were hearing last night with Sachi Devi when Nimai is leaving her and she's crying and she feels as though her life has now no purpose and meaning. It has come to an end. And all of the Vaishnavas, all of the devotees, all of the followers, the intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are rolling on the ground and fainting. So similarly, we hear in Krishna Leela, when Krishna left Braj, left Nandagram, and went to Mathura, then all the residents of Vrindavan were taken into this very deep mood of separation for Krishna. And whilst we know, we hear, that within this mood of separation, there is so much ananda, so much pleasure. It is not just hopeless, lonely misery, as it would be for somebody of this world in a sad situation. But there is so much ecstasy within. Still, the residents of Vrindavan, they don't always like to hear this. They like to hear about Krishna meeting with Radha. This brings them much more happiness. So likewise also the trees. We have come here and we're speaking on the subject of trees. So the Kadamba trees that were residing here at the time of Rupa Goswami, when Rupa Goswami was writing something of the separation of Radha and Krishna, the Kadamba tree's leaves would fall, just as we were seeing at Govardhan. Sometimes a leaf would slowly come down and land on your head or on your lap. So the leaves of the trees would all fall down like tears. The tree would be also weeping in the same deep mood of separation that Sri Rupa Goswami was feeling as he was writing. And then when Rupa Goswami, sometimes he would be writing something about the meeting of Radha and Krishna, when they would be together and there would be great happiness in the hearts of all of the gopis. And then the tree would blossom again and shoots would come out in joy, thinking of the meeting of Radha and Krishna. So it cannot be said enough that the trees of Vrindavan are most extraordinary. And by taking shelter at the roots of these trees, something comes in the heart. And this is very necessary for us. Especially as we hear so many wonderful things and we may feel ourselves, this is well and truly out of my range of experience. I have no chance to enter into these subjects. Then it is very, very easy and natural to go to the trees and pray to them that, please, you live here, you reside here, you know these things. Please, if you could shower some of your blessings upon me, then my heart also would become moved in this way. Now, I want to finish by reading a quote from Srila Prabhupada and then a quote from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur about Sri Rupa Goswami. Prabhupada says, if you stick to Krishna consciousness, you will enjoy blissful life, transcendental blissfulness. And then you'll not be attracted with this humanitarian work, philanthropic work. Param drishtva nivartate. In the service of the Lord, there is so much pleasure, transcendental pleasure. Just like in the life of the Goswamis, we find they gave up their ministerial posts. Trakta tornam ashesha mandala pati shenim sada tuchavat. Most insignificant. They gave up their ministerial posts and they became mendicants. Trakta tornam ashesha mandala pati shenim sada tuchavat. Butva dina ganeshakav karunaya kupina kanta shrito. They became very poor. Voluntarily, mendicant. It is very difficult. If one changes his dress artificially by imitating Rupa Goswami, he cannot stay. He will have to take to sex pleasure and intoxication to keep himself fit for bhajan. No. But the Goswamis, they did not take into sex pleasure or intoxication. They were merged into the ocean of the dealings of the gopis with Krishna. Gopi bhava rasamrita di lahari. There is a lahari. There is a flow, a constant flow of waves in the ocean of loving affairs between Krishna and the gopis. So they were merged into that. Otherwise, if one artificially renounces this material world, and he does not get real shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna, then he will fall down. And we heard that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, at the end of his life, he was praying to Rupa Goswami. He said, our very self consists in the dust of the feet of Sri Rupa Goswami Prabhu, my master. He is the be-all and end-all of our life. The spiritual line of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur will never close. You shall, with greater energy, devote yourselves to preach his desire of the soul. There are many men and women now amongst you who are competent to do that with ability. We have no other object in life. Our only words are, so these were the last words of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He said, holding a blade of grass with my teeth, I repeatedly pray that God may make me the dust of the feet of Sri Rupa in every birth here below. Let Sri Rupa Goswami's line of thought ever flow throughout the earth. Let us never turn away from the uniting singing of the name of Sri Krishna. If we can wholeheartedly be attached to it with increasing aptitude, every desire of our soul will be fulfilled. With unflinching, complete submission, deserving the wholehearted followers of Sri Rupa, let you all preach the words of Sri Rupa and Raghunath with greatest energy and without fear. And then he sang this, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada was sang, and this is the translation of this song. O holy feet of Sri Rupa Manjari, your lotus feet is my very treasure. That alone is my bhajan and puja. That is the wealth of my life and my beauty. That is the be-all and the end-all of my life. That is the ocean of rasa and the very fulfillment in my religion of Vedic thought. And my vratas, tapas and utterances of mantra and my religious practices and precepts. Will God of fortune show mercy on me for attainment of your divine feet, and visualizing with these two eyes his beaming beauty, the moon of my life's lotus? This will spread ecstatic bliss in me day and night. The separation from you burns me in poison. All times I remain in fire of love in separation. Ha, ha, my dear Prabhu, be gracious unto me. Give shelter at thy holy lotus feet. I remain ever with thyself. So Srila Rupa Goswami is an essential, absolutely essential personality for us to have darshan of, for us to understand, for us to hear from, if we wish to enter into the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna. By his mercy and by his care and by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who empowered him, we can ourselves, by following his footsteps, we can enter into this most mysterious and perfect and chaste subject matter in the most appropriate way. So Ter Kadamba, we come here, we have the mercy of Sri Rupa Goswami here. We have the mercy of the dust of Braj everywhere that we can place our feet. We have the mercy of these pilu trees, old ancient trees. And the mercy over here of the Kadamba trees that have been planted and are being nurtured to give people the impression of where this Ter Kadamba in the transcendental lila of Krishna exists, even now and eternally. And we can pray to all of these great persons, personalities, and sources of inspiration. And in this way, we also can become extremely fortunate and blessed by coming under their shade and shelter. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So I'd just like to introduce our little presentation. Last year, quite spontaneously, and rather unexpectedly, I found some very, very old puppets that came from 1987 on the very first time we did a Western Brajmandal Prikrama. We devised a puppet show of Madhavendra Puri at Govindakund when he found the Gopal deity. And those puppets then went into Aprakat and they disappeared for a long time and they only reappeared shortly before the retreat last year. So we brought them with us, and we did a kind of a, as anyone who was here saw, it was a very amateur presentation, but it enlivened the devotees very much to see a leela of a place in the place. So we were thinking how we could do something to continue this theme of trees, and so I thought it would be very nice to come here to Ter Kadamba and perform a leela that took place in this place. Now, I'm just warning you all that this will be a very, very simple and unsophisticated presentation, and I have done much better organized presentations in my life. But this is a step up from last year where we used just a simple chada, and sat behind and worked the puppets, having Gopinath and his father maybe reading something sitting in front. So we've come up a little bit insofar as we got some devotees to read into tape and have a recording with us. And we made a little bit better attempt for the presentation. But you should please be very tolerant of all of the humble features of our presentation. Thank you. So we'll be setting up something just here so you can adjust yourself so you can see.